Hello again, Nightmare Society. I'm a bit under the weather this week, so I apologize. I considered skipping this week, but I couldn't bear the thought of leaving you without at least one story. So, here we are with two. A huge thanks goes out to user Returning Videotapes 2, an awesome username, by the way, and to Bappo the Mighty, who we've actually heard a story from before. However, this is a different creepy encounter. Also, we received a really encouraging review on Apple Podcasts from a loyal listener and last week's contributor, Spooky Hippie. Thanks so much for that, Spooky Hippie. Reviews are such a morale booster. Now, on to the story. So get comfy and prepare yourself for another episode of
The Nightmare Society.
For reference, I'm a male in my late 20s and live with my girlfriend who is currently away on business. I work for a large financial institution in the UK and often work until very late, as I hate bringing work home. For some background information, we bought our current house a few weeks ago, and during the move-in process, I was away with work, leaving it down to my partner and a few friends. My car has also recently had complete electronics failure, so we were down to using just her car. The house itself is located in a small gated community off of a country road on the outskirts of an upmarket town in the UK. It's surrounded by woodlands, and if you didn't live there or know somebody who does, chances are you wouldn't have heard of it or even knew of its existence. In total, there are 8 houses in the community, and the main gate gives access to the first 6, where my house is located. And then there's a further 2 gates at the top of the road, which lead to 2 very large mansion-style houses. The houses, which haven't got individual gates, are all about 100 feet away from each other, and have enclosed rear gardens, and the neighbors are all business types, who are very often in work and keep to themselves. Anyway, about 2 days after leaving for my business trip, I get a call from my girlfriend who seems shaken and tells me that there's a man standing in the garden and that she cannot see his face, but he's walking around and crouching in the tree line. So concerned, but not 100% convinced, as she does have a vivid imagination, and it's the first time she's been home alone in our new house, I tell her to lock the doors, go to bed, and call the police if she sees him again. I return to our city's train station on Tuesday and agree with my girlfriend that she'll pick me up in her car. Then I'll take it home, as she's scheduled to go to Manchester for a conference. I meet up with her, grab coffee, see her off to her train, and then drive her car back to our house. It's roughly 9 p.m. I park the car on the driveway, head inside, shower, watch some reruns of King of the Hill, then head to bed. Then I get woken up by a light being shown into the bedroom window from downstairs. I get up to investigate, crouching to avoid being seen, and head to the study, right next to our bedroom, open the curtains that cover some French doors that lead to a small balcony. My heart drops when I see that a man has now moved towards the back door and is trying the handle. The house is in an L shape, so although I can see him, he can't see me without moving around from the back door. He stops for a while, begins flashing the light on and off back into the woods before walking calmly back into them. I call the police and make a report. Nothing happens on Wednesday, but on Thursday, when I'm giving our cat a bath — she's a sphinx, she needs baths — I hear the garage door being messed with. I'm in the bathroom directly behind the garage, so I move into the kitchen to get a knife before heading to the garage to check what's going on, when the noises stop. and I hear running down the driveway and away from the house. I call the police and they send an officer around to check the property. All they find is some knife marks and scuffs on the bottom of the garage. On Friday, I get my car delivered from the dealership and decide to work from home. I also park my car in the garage, leaving my girlfriend's on the driveway. At around 11 p.m., I'm in the upstairs study, listening to music and working when I find myself freezing. I thought I was going to stop breathing as I felt someone watching me. And turning to face the French doors, I see a man, nondescript looking, around 35, wearing a coat and gloves, carrying what looked like a torch, standing on my balcony. Our eyes meet. Now, filled with rage, I go for one of my golf clubs from my golf bag and charge towards the door. He climbs down off the balcony and runs off into the woods. I've never seen this man in my life before, but I'm sure it's the man that's been causing problems recently. It also dawned on me that he would have only seen my girlfriend before, and only seen her car. Maybe he thought she lived alone. I've notified the police, and I've bought some more security devices to install on the property, as well as parked my car on the drive with hers. We don't know who he is or why he's doing this, but we're hoping it won't happen again. I'm a graffiti artist. Before you judge me and say I'm a bad person or whatever, hear me out. I work on pieces in my city, Birmingham in the United Kingdom. This happened a few weeks back, in the east side of the city. There's a canal that runs through the city, which is naturally full of tags and graffiti pieces, as it's a pretty quiet spot. But certain parts of it are visible to the public. It isn't easy to get down into the canal, but me and my friend, who's also into graffiti art, stumbled across a hidden ladder in a run-down car park on the back streets of the east side. We climbed down and realized we could walk the whole length of the canals. The water was pretty high up on this day, so we had to be careful. After about 30 minutes, we had painted over old, ruined pieces of graffiti, created new tags, and just generally had a good time. That's when we noticed a man standing on the other side of the water. At first, we were startled, throwing our cans back into my backpack and getting ready to run, as we thought we were about to get caught. However, the man just stood there. For a long while, I stood watching him as he stared lifelessly at us. It was pretty unnerving. The guy had to be about 40 years old, with gray hair, but he was standing so abnormally. His legs parted evenly, and his arms parted from his body at his sides. He didn't move at all. He just stared. I looked at my friend, Josh, and he looked back at me, by the looks, unnerved. He decided to shout,
"Hey, are you all right?"
At first, I thought this was a bad idea, but I just let it happen to see the man's reaction. Nothing. He just stood there like a mannequin. We were both pretty shaken up. But we just said to walk further along the canal and continue painting. About an hour later, we had pretty much forgotten about the whole thing. We were now down to our last two cans of paint, so we were about to call it a day, when I stepped back to see what we had created. Just then, I noticed the same man from before, standing in the middle of the dirty canal, just staring lifelessly at us. I was so surprised to see him that I dropped my can into the canal and turned to face Josh. He noticed the man too. The man took the first step we'd seen him take all day. Towards us. We dropped the cans and sprinted across the path back to the ladder. We pretty much ran all the way back to the city center, where we caught our breath and tried to figure out what the heck we had just experienced. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Nightmare Society. Short as it was, I didn't want to deprive you of a week's worth of nightmares. Again, thank you to user Returning Videotapes 2 and user Bappo the Mighty for sharing their stories with us. If you'd like to share your true horror story, you can email them to me at nightmaresocietyradio@gmail.com. Please make sure to follow me on Instagram as well, at Nightmare Society Radio, and Twitter at @society_radio. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please feel free to leave a review. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, sweet dreams.